What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, December 7th, 2016, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauha on Friday. And, of course, obviously, it is Pearl Harbor Day, and the commemorations are well underway here on the island of Oahu. Earlier today, at the exact moment the Japanese started their air attack, military planes flew over and woke everybody up who was trying to sleep in late here. And relevant to the debate of real news versus fake news, after 75 years, the truth behind Pearl Harbor is finally coming out and is generally known by the population at large. It's been known internally by corporate media and politicians and military historians all along, but the general public is now becoming aware of that grand deception by Roosevelt to get us into that war with Nazi Germany, using Japan as his back door. And one of the things that we have on the website today are some video explorations of a Japanese mini-sub that's lying on the floor of the Pacific just outside the mouth of Pearl Harbor. And they're showing all the videos and everything, but the part of the story they're not telling you involves the USS Ward, which spotted and sank the Japanese mini-sub hours before the actual air attack on Pearl Harbor began. Now, the Ward's commander, Lieutenant Commander William W. Outerbridge, reported the sighting and sinking of the mini-sub, but the report was ignored. Now, the official story enshrined in movies like Tora, Tora, Tora is that the duty officer assumed the report was in error because nobody was expecting Japan to attack. Now, that particular perversion of history is undermined by the fact that the Hawaiian newspapers had been running banner headlines all week long saying Japan was about to attack any moment. Now, we know that Franklin Roosevelt wanted the attack to happen. He wanted it to be a surprise. He needed bloody shirts. There had actually been a Navy training exercise operating north of Oahu directly in the path of the oncoming Japanese fleet. It was Exercise 191. And Roosevelt called up Admiral Kimmel and said, "You will bring that exercise back to port right now." Didn't give a reason. Roosevelt needed to get him out of the way, because if they'd stayed where they were doing their exercises, the Japanese fleet would have stumbled on them and the game would have been over. So I think more than likely what's going on is the duty officer who took the Ward's report was in on this little scam and was ordered not to raise any alarms or alerts, because if Pearl Harbor had gone on alert following the report by the Ward, the Japanese attackers would have run into fully manned guns and fighters already in the air, and they would have been wiped out. Now, for decades, the crew of the USS Ward were castigated as liars and fools and idiots for their claim to have sunk the Japanese mini-sub hours before the actual air attack began, much as the survivors of the USS Liberty have been declared liars and fools for saying Israel's attack on their ship was intentional. And then, of course, in 2002, students from the University of Hawaii's Oceanographic Department discovered the wreck of the mini-sub. And it's been documented heavily ever since. It's still down there. There's been some talk about raising it and returning whatever remains of the two-man crew, if any, to Japan. But apparently, as part of the 75th celebration, there was also an ROV tour inside the Arizona, the first time the inside of the ship had been seen since that day 75 years ago. And there were no human remains to be seen, because if the ship is open, the crabs are going to get in. Same thing with the Titanic. I know Ballard wanted to declare it as the final resting place of those who died on the sinking, but any actual remains of those people are long gone here. All right, let's grab ourselves a quick phone call from Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? You got it.
Wanted to ask you first. I haven't heard you mention the meeting that took place a few days ago at Trump Tower between Ivanka Trump and St. Al of the Human Caused Global Warming Church.
I actually hadn't paid that much attention to it because it's a lot more fun going after Al Gore with all the snow and ice that's coming on down rather than meeting with Ivanka Trump. And, you know, Gore's still out there. He's made a huge amount of money off of this scam. We'll be getting into that a little bit later in the show.
Yeah. Mike, did you see Madeleine Albright, that evil, miserable scum, is at it again, calling for total war in Syria?
Yeah, but that's what she's always done, and it seems like we do have these individuals like Madeleine Albright or Hillary Clinton or Erzsébet Báthory who just love the sight of blood as long as it's other people's blood, and unfortunately, if we allow them into positions of power and authority, the blood will flow.
Yeah, I mean, to borrow a phrase of hers, I don't think there's a hot enough place in hell for her. And but I'd be really surprised if the U.S. That's how evil this government's become. This deep state, this the elite. I'd be surprised if they don't act in Syria. I'm expecting them to do something. I really am. Either, like you said yesterday, a decapitating strike on Damascus, on Assad, and then just, you know, pull out one of those convenient excuses that, oh, oops, we, you know.
We thought there were ISIS terrorists in Assad's bedroom, you know, or some. ISIS is hiding in Assad's bedroom closet. We had to kill him. Let's take a brief pause here real quick to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And I am fully in agreement with you. I'm still expecting the U.S. to try and find some way to end-run the fact that Syria is, for all intents and purposes, back under the control of the Syrian government.
Absolutely. Oh, two last things, Mike. First, the site, the Duran, that I really enjoy, Alexander Mercouris, it's been down the past day and a half. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
I don't know if it's been targeted or...
Yeah, a lot of sites are under attack. My server continues to be under attack. Something wrecked the RBN podcast page for replays of my show. It's been down since December 2nd. They are working on it to try and get the podcast back up and running. There's a lot of skullduggery going on out there. We're literally, as James Corbett says, right now it's a war between the establishment and the real world. And the real world is winning and is going to win. But in the meantime, there's going to be a lot of chaos.
Mike, you may have noticed, I'll just finish with this. You may have noticed that Time named Donald Trump as Person of the Year.
Yes,
They had to get their little jab in, though, and say, President-elect Donald Trump of the divided states. They couldn't just say United States. Of course, if Hillary had won, it would have been United States. But because Trump won with his 306 electoral college votes and his huge majority in terms of winning most of the counties in this country, it's divided states. So,
well, you know,
there you go.
You can almost hear the teeth clenching of whoever was writing it, because Time had a sidebar article on, you know, how we came to choose Donald Trump, and emphasizing we're not saying he did good. He was just, brought about the most change. And it was sort of darning with faint praise kind of journalism going on there. But the reality is the online voting heavily favored Vladimir Putin, and Time sure as heck was not going to put Putin on the front page as Person of the Year. So they had to go for Donald Trump, but at the same time, they couldn't just let it go and say he's Time Magazine's Man of the Year. They had to get in there with all these little hints about saying, you know, we don't think he's very good. You shouldn't think he's very good. But yes, we're going to make him Time Magazine's Man of the Year.
Yeah, well, it didn't prevent me. I had to do this. I had to post something on, I have this Facebook posting that I use, and I just use it basically to make the liberals upset. I go after them. I go after CNN, the corporate media, and I posted something on, you know, on Time Magazine's page. And just seeing these comments of these liberals are so ignorant. Like you said, they're narrow-minded, they're uninformed, they're arrogant in their ignorance, as you always say. This one fella said, oh, well, Hitler and Stalin also were Time People of the Years and Men of the Year at that time. And I just had to reply and said, yeah, and so was Bill Clinton and Obama. So what's your point, genius?
Well, when Time Magazine put Hitler as Person of the Year, it was because he had pulled off this economic miracle in Germany by kicking out the private central bank.
I believe it was 1938, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And it was certainly before the war began, and Hitler was Time Magazine's Person of the Year because of the German miracle, where he had taken Germany, which was just in this Weimar inflation and just struggling, and he solved it by kicking out the private central bank imposed on them by the Treaty of Versailles and issuing a value-based currency. And Germany's economy lit up, and that was a major reason why they began the push for World War II against Germany, because the other nations enslaved to private central banks cannot ever compete with a nation with a free economy. And so the only thing they can do is try and destroy it.
What these liberals don't realize is the selection is based on who had the biggest impact during the past year. That's what it's all about. And that was Donald Trump, clearly. But last thing, Mike, you mentioned you're going to have an article posted on your website about the Nazis. Has that been posted yet? Because you were talking about it with John from Barbados a few days back.
Article about the Nazis. It doesn't ring a bell.
You said you were going to post something on them. I don't know if
I'll have to go back and figure out what that was. I don't remember what I said or did like 2-3 days ago. Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, all I say is
I don't care. Once it's out of my mouth, it's history. I don't care anymore.
That's it. Well, mahalo nui loa. That's my Hawaiian word of the day. So.
All right. Well, actually, it's a couple of words strung together.
Well, exactly.
We're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. Before we take any more phone calls, I want to go back and hit some news story because the circus for the recounts is still going on. And you probably have already noticed Hillary shills are all over social media trying to deny all these stories about massive election fraud and the Michigan recount going against Hillary up until the point it was called off. And they're out there saying, this is the fake news. This is the fake news. But we're talking about reports coming from CBS. The local affiliate in Michigan. And by the way, none of the major national network news shows have yet to cover all the election fraud being uncovered in these recounts. So basically, up to the point where in Wisconsin, Hillary is losing votes left and right. She's down 32,000 votes. Trump's lead is gaining. So that is a complete wasted effort in terms of Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton. Now, as you know, the Michigan recount has been stopped because the courts have ruled that Jill Stein, who filed the lawsuit, cannot claim aggrieved status. The recount could not possibly change her result, and therefore she lacks standing to do this. But a lot of stuff has been uncovered in Michigan. There are multiple cases where ballot boxes do not have the correct number of ballots in them. In one Detroit precinct, there was a box of ballots with what appeared to be an unbroken seal. Everything looked proper. And the tag on the box said there were 306 ballots. The logbook said 306 ballots. The ticket said 306. When they opened the box, there were only 50 paper ballots in there. And this box came from an area that voted very heavily for Donald Trump. Now, Michigan has a law that says in the event of a recount, any ballot boxes that don't match the paper record in terms of how many ballots should be in there are disqualified from the recount on the assumption that somebody has tried to stuff the ballot boxes after the fact. And there are indications that was going on in Pennsylvania when they all of a sudden magically came up with an additional 22,000 votes for Hillary Clinton. But it is widespread. It is just epidemic. Right now, they're saying one-third of the heavily Democratic precincts in Michigan are going to be disqualified from the recount because of all these problems they're finding with ballot boxes that appear to have been altered after the night of the election. Now, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh have done their recount, and they found just 5 votes that were previously uncounted. And this is a major blow to what's going on. It's a hideous waste of time and money. So the recount has failed in Pennsylvania. It's failing in Wisconsin. It's been stopped in Michigan. So what is a disgruntled Hillary Clinton going to do? File for a recount in Florida. I am not kidding you. 3 Florida voters have just filed a lawsuit for a recount in Florida. And by the way, up in Pennsylvania, there's going to be a court hearing on Friday. They may pull the plug, probably will pull the plug on the argument that forcing a recount in Pennsylvania will cause them to miss the Electoral College, which, of course, is the real goal here. And that's why they've launched this thing down in Florida. And they beat the deadline for filing for the recount, for suing for the recount, by just 12 minutes. They're trying to run out the clock here. Hillary's goal here is to block as many Trump electors from taking part in the Electoral College on December 19th so that her handful of bribed, blackmailed, and threatened electors can change their votes from Trump to Hillary and steal the White House for her. And I would like to remind everybody of the wise words of John F. Kennedy: those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Hillary is risking the start of a civil war in this country in her lust for power and glory and fame. Now, over in Colorado, Colorado is one of the states that has a law saying the state electors must vote in accord with the election results in the state. And a group of, just two Democratic Colorado electors are filing a lawsuit to overturn that law. They're calling themselves Hamilton electors. And they're trying to get the law changed. They're trying to change the rules after the fact to get the result they want. And basically what they're saying they're doing is they're not encouraging GOP electors to vote for Hillary Clinton. They just want them to vote for some third party candidate so Trump cannot get the 270 electoral votes. What happens then? The election gets thrown into the House of Representatives. Who controls the House of Representatives? The Republican Party. And remember, there's a provision in the Constitution. If Congress does not believe the Electoral College acted in good faith, they can override. This thing is out of control. Now, down in Texas, there's one of the electors, Chris Suprin, who has gone public saying, "I absolutely will not vote for Donald Trump, and I encourage everybody." Blah, 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 blah. And there are petitions already out there circulating. Demanding that the Texas GOP replace him as an elector. And maybe they should vet those electors a little bit. This guy is claiming to be Republican and a conservative, but you actually look deeper into his background, it gets a little bit murky. Now, first of all, Suprin did sign a pledge last summer that he would support the Republican nominee. Remember when they still thought Ted Cruz might get it and they were running around and saying everybody has to sign a pledge that you'll support the Republican nominee? They got Donald Trump to sign one, Suprin signed one, and now basically, you know, his signature is worthless. But if you go and you look at his Twitter timeline, it's littered with all this Never Trump garbage. He's using megaphone strategies as his PR firm. Its clients include Netroots Nation, Green for All, and Demand Progress. So this so-called conservative is using a far-left company founded by Van Jones as a PR firm. He's a rhino, a Republican in name only, and he's a Hillary plant. And the Republicans ought to vet their Electoral College members just a little bit better in order to avoid this kind of confusion. Now, Cornel West has come on out, and he's basically questioning Bernie Sanders' observation that he thinks the Democratic Party can be reformed. And Cornel West is saying, no, it's too far gone. I am fully in agreement. Our entire existing political structure is corrupted beyond redemption. Both parties. The system itself. It's a systemic problem. The whole system is totally corrupted. All right, let's grab some phone calls here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, I just want to, there won't be a decap attack against Assad because the S-400, like the Ministry of Defense said, they will surprise you for their range. So Damascus is protected. There's still, Aleppo's finished. The rebels have realized that. So, I mean, this game is almost over. And once Trump comes in, he's not going to support these people. You know, these people are going to be left to hang, like last time.
The war hawks, they're trying as hard as they can to get a major hot war with Russia and or China going before Trump can take office. And I think after December 19th, when the Electoral College does finally say, yes, Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America, you're going to see these efforts really start to ramp up. I think they're maintaining a low key right now on the hope that Hillary is going to succeed in stealing the White House, but that is looking less and less likely, even with this new attempt down in Florida. Thank you for the phone call, Dustin. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones here. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I know you mentioned that some states treat the Electoral College a little bit different. But if we all understand and recognize that the Electoral College representative merely hands in the envelope for those Electoral College votes for that, representing the state's vote for that individual, that candidate, if we just make this a formality, we can make it a formality that the individual, the candidate, wins that state, so they win those Electoral College votes, and remove that one person that actually hands over that envelope, then those threats won't matter anymore. And I think that's where we need to go with this whole thing, is that the state's vote represents the Electoral College votes. Those are handed over through a proxy or whatever. There's no actual handing over the envelope. The votes go to that candidate, and that's all there is. Those threats won't matter anymore. The intimidation won't matter. I think that's where we need to go with this.
Well, I think if the Electoral College votes by secret ballot, that would certainly end the possibility, because you know, when the electors get the phone call at night saying, we told you what would happen to you if you didn't vote for Hillary, and they can say, I voted for Hillary. You know, I don't know who voted for Trump. It wasn't me. You know, go kill somebody else. But, you know, again, we're already seeing the Democratic whiners out there screaming, we've got to get rid of the Electoral College. It's defiling the will of the people. Well, the Electoral College exists for the same reason the Senate exists, to balance the influence between the general population and the sovereign states. Because remember, when this country was started, The states had the authority, and the central federal government acted merely as an umpire. Of course, now we're in the Washington, D.C. empire at this point. So if there were no electoral college, our presidents and vice presidents would be chosen by California, Texas, Pennsylvania, and Florida. That would be it. The other states would have nothing to say about it. The Electoral College does give those other states something to say about it. And there has to be a mechanism to preserve that balance.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but to undo everything that's been done already, the Electoral College itself, she would have to basically sway 75 electoral votes away, correct?
Well, if they had succeeded in getting Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania disqualified from the Electoral College, it would take only 15. But it looks like that is really failing, and so the number of electors she's going to have to swing is rapidly growing. And again, all it's going to take is two members of Congress, one representative and one senator, to think that the Electoral College was not acting in good faith, and Congress can basically convene and decide what they're going to do about it and possibly select the president and vice president themselves.
Well, that will single-handedly undermine the whole electoral process. That will create a civil war and a revolution, no doubt about it.
Well, it all depends. I mean, if they hand it to Hillary, absolutely it will.
Yes.
Again, Hillary supporters are still pushing that she won the popular vote, but looking at all the massive election fraud we're seeing in these recounted states, estimated 3 million plus non-citizens who voted. Some of the things that we're seeing, apparently in Michigan, Hillary votes were being recounted six times. They were run through the machine six times, the same ballot. And, you know, they're trying to say, oh, it's an old machine. It was cranky. We had to run it through again to make sure it was counted, and we forgot to change the logs. And it's just absolute ridiculous stuff. The problem is Hillary Clinton has succeeded in turning the entire Democratic Party into the party of whiners, liars, and cheats who think they have a divine right to the nation and its laws and its people. And they really have become a personality cult, and that's what makes them dangerous.
I agree. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and let's see, there we are. Michael Moore is out there, along with so many other people, saying that we have to disrupt the inauguration. He's out there tweeting to his supposed 3 million followers to disrupt Trump's inauguration, because after all, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. That's not how our elections are done. The claim that she won the popular vote is very much in dispute at this point. If this were a popularity contest, Donald Trump would have concentrated his campaign in those four states I mentioned before, California, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Florida, and ignored the rest of the country, and he still would have won. And by the way, yesterday when Claire and I were out and about on our errands, we ran into a couple from Pennsylvania who were here for Pearl Harbor. And what they had to say was very interesting. I'll share it with you when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I was mentioning before the break, yesterday Claire and I were out and about on our various errands, and we just happened to run into a couple from Pennsylvania. He's retired from the Air Force, and they were out here for Pearl Harbor. And it seems like several years ago, they met a Pearl Harbor survivor living in California, and ever since have come out here every Pearl Harbor day to meet with him again and attend the commemorations. And one of the things they shared with us is that being in Pennsylvania, they questioned if the election was really as close as was being reported, because outside of the big cities, Trump overwhelmingly was winning the state of Pennsylvania, you know, the so-called flyover country. And of course, the problem with the flyover country is they think we're flyover people, and we are not. Now, getting on back to this popular vote issue, we do need to keep in mind, we don't know that Hillary Clinton actually won the popular vote. It's probably as fictitious as just about anything else that's been coming out of the Hillary campaign or the Democrats in general this entire election season. Now, where did Hillary score her greatest margins of victory? In California, certainly, which is loaded with illegal immigrants. And the sanctuary cities, also loaded with illegal immigrants and refugees. Now, remember that video that came out in New York where a New York elections official was saying, we're not allowed to check for ID. They just put these people on buses and drive them around to vote over and over and over and over again. Now, getting on to Donald Trump, Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Apparently, you know, everyone's saying, oh, he's a businessman. He's going to have conflict of interest, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're forgetting there is a law requiring a presidential blind trust. Bill Clinton violated it. That was the reason for the murder of Vincent Foster. But Trump announced basically that he basically dumped his stock portfolio last June because he was convinced he was going to win. And he wants to be free of all that business entanglement. And apparently, wherever his wealth is, it's out of his control. And there will be a presidential blind trust. It's mandated by law. But it's another one of these attacks by the corporate media. Oh, he's got too much money to be president. You know, he'll be thinking about where his investments are. Well, he dumped his stock portfolio. Now, Donald Trump is out there reiterating that he wants a non-interventionist U.S. military policy. He's talking about building up the military, by which he means get rid of these overpriced, bloated, non-working weapon systems and replace them with something more cost-effective, the way Russia and China does. And that certainly seems to make a lot of sense. But this covert and overt toppling of foreign governments has definitely got to stop. Now, Joe Biden, only yesterday, threw his hat in the ring for 2020. And I pointed out, Joe, be very careful. Stay out of small airplanes. Because remember what happened to John F. Kennedy Jr. when he declared for the Senate seat Hillary Clinton coveted. And apparently somebody got that to Joe Biden or reminded him about that. Because as of today, Biden is now saying he will not be running for president in 2020. And he made that declaration while he was receiving the Kennedy Award for human rights and whatever else it is they put on the gold things to make you think he's somebody important here. Now, Boston College faculty have signed a letter demanding the college ban all Trump-inspired hate speech. And this is kind of this liberal bubble thing going on, because most of what everybody says is Trump-inspired hate speech was hate speech created and framed on him. It was all a fiction. I mean, Donald Trump has been in the public eye for 30 years now, and he wasn't called racist or misogynist until he ran against Hillary Clinton. But now that they've created that myth about him, their Boston College faculty says, we're not going to have this First Amendment be gosh darned. We're not going to have anybody talking about anything on Donald Trump's agenda. Because we're liberals, and we will always be liberals. We'd rather die than stop being liberals. Now, there's a very bizarre story out here, out in California. And boy, I used to live there. I lived there for a lot of years. I worked in the film industry until my blacklisting. But I got to tell you, I don't recognize the place anymore. Story out of the Los Angeles Times is telling us the Los Angeles Unified School District has set up a hotline and opened extended support sites to respond to a high level of student anxiety about Donald Trump being elected. Oh, see, Donald Trump is having this horrible effect on our children. We have to get rid of Donald Trump for the children. Now, what's been going on here is this entire last year, teachers have been filling their students' head with a lot of nonsense about all the horrors that are going to happen if Trump got elected. He's going to deport you all. He's going to tear your families apart. He's going to tap dance barefoot on your shag carpeting. He's going to pass wind in elevators and all these other things. Well, now Trump got elected, and the students who didn't figure out their teachers were just being liberal propagandists and believed all this, they're freaking out. They're now convinced all these things that they were told are going to happen are going to happen. And the school district's now having to deal with this. It isn't Trump and it isn't the students. They created this mess. They wanted to terrorize their children into just being anti-Trump in the hope that that would infect the parents to influence the election. Now, over at Virginia Tech, the snowflakes there have gotten together and created a list of the top 50 microaggressions that offend them. all the things that you say that will offend us. And I have two observations about that. The first is, aren't they supposed to be in colleges and universities to learn job skills instead of running around all the time with this liberal indoctrination and saying, oh, I'm microaggressed, I'm offended. Too bad. You can't have freedom of speech and not be offended. Go ahead, be offended by what I say. I don't care. These kids are wholly unprepared to live and work in the real world. When they get on out there and they have to deal with competition and workplace politics, they're just not prepared to deal with it. They're going to fall down on the floor and cry and kick and scream. I mean, let's be honest. The only microaggression-free places in the world are monasteries and convents. That's it. That's the only place you can go and live where you're not going to hear something that upsets your delicate sensibilities. And our government thinks they're going to wage war against Russia with these as infantry? I don't think so. Now, in the world of real news versus fake news, apparently Donald Trump has fired a member of his transition team for going along with this Pizzagate nonsense. And to be fair with the guy, I mean, so many people were pushing this nonsense. I can understand why maybe this guy fell for it. But Trump has fired the transition team member for echoing this ridiculous Pizzagate nonsense here. Now, Pizzagate has pretty much collapsed as a means to demonize the independent media, although the corporate media is still out there saying, well, these are the same people who think Israel did 9/11, and these are the same people who think there was a conspiracy to kill John F. Kennedy, and these are the people who deny global warming. So how could you listen to anything they say? And so they're back to pushing another piece of nonsense. And this actually goes all the way back to that National Geographic article they had last year about why don't people believe in science anymore? And they went to all this ridiculous stuff, including people who believe the Earth is flat. Now, this is utterly ridiculous. This is being like Pizzagate, like chemtrails, like HARP, like no plane at the Pentagon. This is poison the well junk being shoved onto the internet to give the corporate media an easy handle to attack and ridicule the independent media and say, they're all nuts and kooks out there. They think the Earth is flat. No, we don't. It's another poison the well hoax. Pizzagate didn't work. We'll go to Earth is flat. Next, they'll come back and I don't know what they're going to come back with. They're getting really desperate and thrashing around here. I actually had somebody post to my YouTube channel about, you know, how can you prove that the Earth isn't flat? I mean, if you ignore the so-called pendulum, you know, then what empirical evidence is there? Well, the fact that the so-called pendulum does show the Earth is moving, you know, that's the important fact there. But consider lunar eclipses. We've all seen them during our lives, and sometimes the moon is high in the sky, and sometimes it's over by the horizon, and always the shadow of the Earth being cast on the moon by the sun is circular. Now, the only object that is circular when seen from every single angle is a sphere. And they'll come back and say, well, that's your saying. No, we're out here to convince you. You should post about the flat Earth on whatreallyhappened.com. And you know, if you don't post about Pizzagate, then you're a child molester yourself, and you're just trying to protect them. I mean, you can almost smell the panic in how desperate they are to find some way to junk up the independent media as a means of attack. Now then, interesting little story came out of Wall Street on Parade, talking about this website, propornot.com, which was cited as the source for the Washington Post McCarthy-esque smear job on the independent media, saying we're all Russian stooges, we work for Putin, we trade wet, sloppy kisses with all the members of the Politburo, and all this other complete nonsense. No proof, of course, no documentation, it's just a smear. You know, they're commie stooges. Sorry, the communists are no longer in Russia. The Soviet Union did collapse. You need to catch up on your history. And I had already gone in and looked for who was behind Prop or Not and ran up against domains by proxy. ICANN rules are that you're supposed to provide identification for who owns and operates a website. But for those who are carrying out government black ops and psyops and so forth, there are these private domain registration companies. that you will give them money. They will register the domain in their name, cutting off any possibility of tracking back to who these people really are. That's what domains by proxy does, is they provide anonymity for people setting up these bogus websites, like the websites that have been set up to deliberately put out viral hoaxes as another means of trying to discredit the independent media. So Wall Street on Parade did a little bit of digging, and they found out that the entity behind Prop or Not, which is now offering a plug-in that you will plug into your browser so that you will never, ever see anything the government doesn't want you to see. They can't censor it at the net level. Now they're trying to trick people into censoring on their own machines. Not going to work. But they tracked their business address to Santa Fe, New Mexico. And it turns out it's one of these offices that serves as an address agent, where it's a single room office in a building, and like 50 different companies claim it's their business address. So whoever set this up has gone to extraordinary means to preserve their anonymity, and yet Washington Post cited them as an authoritative source to declare the independent media all in cahoots with those evil Russians. All right, let's grab a couple quick phone calls. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Let me preface this by saying I'm a Gulf War veteran from 1991.
I'm glad you made it back.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to get at here is that you said all wars are banker wars and stuff, and we all took this oath to the Constitution. And we saw how we got into the First World War. We saw how we got into the Second World War, and then Vietnam and so on and so forth, police actions, whatever they're calling it and stuff. And now we're working wars of attrition and aggressiveness, and we're going after all these people in the Middle East and stuff. And so I'm just wondering, and I'm ashamed of what I've done in my life as far as the military goes, simply because I took an oath to the Constitution, and I didn't do anything to stop these wars. I didn't research it to find out if it was a legitimate war. I didn't do anything to stop these wars, and frankly, I'm embarrassed for our government, our military people, simply because they're not living up to the Constitution value that they took. So where are the oath keepers in the military? Even our we were trained as military people to take orders from people above us, and we didn't stop for 1 minute to think, what does this oath mean? We just said, well, that's what got us in the Army. We didn't go back to think about it. And so I'm quite embarrassed to have actually joined the military. I get tired of hearing these people thanking me for my service. I get tired of people saying, well, we got to give all this credit to our military because it kept us free all this time. No, they didn't. All these wars we were either brought into, we found a way to get into, or we were the aggressor. None of this is legitimate military action that would protect the people of this. We're not protecting our freedom. As we can see, our freedom is dwindling. We're not doing anything the Constitution set forth for us to do when we rose our hand and joined this military service. And I'm just, frankly, I'm disgusted with it. And the people above, the generals and whatnot, they should have been the ones, because they took the same oath I did. They should have been the ones that went to the president and said, nope, we can't do this. It's not constitutional. We didn't need the Supreme Court to figure that one out. It was very simple. It's just very simple, Mike.
Well, first of all, Major General Smedley Butler would agree with you. He wrote a treatise called War is a Racket. But as far as you yourself are concerned, I want you to remember something, okay? You, while you were in the service, acted in good faith, obeying the orders of your superior and carrying out your duty. And so you've got nothing to be ashamed about in regards to that. I don't think you or any of these other people went over there saying, I'm going to go over there with the intent to commit war crimes and cause all this damage. You just realize it looking back. You got snookered by the government. You got snookered by the military. You personally have nothing to feel guilty or ashamed about. You are as much a victim as any of those people in the war zones. And you should be proud that you did keep your commitments, and you took your oath, and you kept to that oath. And I am going to thank you for your service, even though we realize those who ran the war had foul purposes for it. You did your job, and you kept your promises, and you should feel good about that and stop beating yourself up.
Well, but I'm ashamed that I didn't pay attention to the oath that I took. I just rose my hand and did what they told me to do because I was joining the military. And that oath is everything. And had I paid attention to the oath that I was, you know, I'm upholding and protecting and defending the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and these people weren't our enemies. So, I'm ashamed of, is that I was misinformed.
Well, yeah, that's right. You were misinformed. You got lied to, okay? So just go easy on yourself. That's all I'm saying. Just go easy on yourself. You got lied to. You are as much a victim as anybody else in the war zone because you were lied to and you were misused. Okay? Got to let you go, Andy. And we'll be right back.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop fibromalic.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're coming up on the top of the hour. Let's cram a couple of phone calls in here before the station break. Ken in Washington, aloha. What's on your mind today?
Aloha. You there?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Number one, the last caller, I just wanted to say it's funny that testosterone has a lot to do with it because when you're young, you're gung-ho, don't think, put a lot of thought into it. But as you get older, you start thinking about what you did. It's like, maybe that wasn't such a good idea. Anyway, to my point, the on the fake news story, I think NPR had a little something. They did a little investigating and found that a guy out of California actually started that pizza thing, and off of, he runs like 25 fake sites, and he gets off just
you're right and it's this one guy. He's got 25 of these websites that are set up to feed bogus news onto the internet in the hopes that people will pick it up, and I think it was the company's name is Disinfometrics or something like that. Or Disinfomedia, I think, is the name of it. But he's paid to put junk on the internet so the corporate media can say, oh, look at the junk on the internet. How could you ever possibly trust those people?
Yeah. I mean, and the basic thing is that people have to work. It's hard to find some place that you can't use the corporate media. So I'm trying to find some place that I don't have to spend 6 hours a day researching it. I just want clean, good information. And that's apparently very hard to find nowadays.
I would say it's definitely an endangered species, and unfortunately, finding out the truth about what's going on in this country does require work. It requires research and scholarship and discernment and careful, thoughtful analysis. If you just want to sit there and be told what to believe by anybody, then you're going to be the victim of the first really good-looking, convincing liar who comes along.
Yes, sir. Now, another thing, as on the voting thing, so far as the popular vote versus the electoral college, an example comes to mind, a very current example, and that would be the pipeline. The popular vote voted to take the pipeline out of the city that it was originally going to go through and put it where it is now, and the electoral college would be the one that says, oh, no, you're not. Does that make sense, or am I correct in that assumption?
Well, the electors from those states where they don't have state laws constraining them, the electors can vote for whoever they want, and that was put in as a safety mechanism if a populist demagogue succeeded in getting the majority of the vote, but the electors understood that this person was really kind of dangerous for the country. Imagine in Germany when Hitler was rising to power, if there'd been an electoral college overlooking his electoral win, they might have said, this guy really is going to be bad for the country, and we're gonna call it off. It's supposed to be a safety feature, but it's
right,
not supposed to be used to steal the election. Anyway, I'm sorry, Ken. I'm going to have to let you go. We've got to take a break for station ID. I got a couple more calls to get to, and then we're going to go back to the news and close the phone lines.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.